The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for 5Ks, 10Ks, half or full marathons. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email or audio files at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com.
Hello and welcome to episode 85 of the Extra Mile Podcast. This is your host, Kevin, and I'm out today, mid-July, I think it's the 13th, lunchtime run on a pretty nice day. It's been a while, hasn't it? At least 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks since I posted episode 84. Sorry, I have just been really busy. So what's been going on in my life? You probably have surmised that I am not currently training for a marathon in the fall. I still have that marathon bug. It's just, you know, the stars didn't align. We've got some extended vacation plans. And the races I was looking at just didn't fit well with those other travel plans we have. So, I bagged it for the fall. I do have some other plans I'll touch upon in a minute, but nothing for the fall. So, my training, or running, whichever, has been going pretty well. Except, there's little or no quality to it. It's just putting the miles in. The miles are high for me, low to upper 30s per week, and just plodding along, using the Galloway, adjusting my ratios depending on how I feel, the distance I'm running, and the weather. By the way, we have had some nasty heat in this town for the past, couple weeks. I know that twice this week I went out on a lunchtime run on a perfectly sunny day with the temperatures in the mid-90s and the heat index at 100 plus. And just in case Nigel happens to be listening today, 100 degrees Fahrenheit would be somewhere in the neighborhood of, 100 divided by, carry the one, subtract, divide this, square root of that, somewhere around 35 degrees Celsius. Or, wait a minute, is that centigrade? What's the difference between Celsius and centigrade, huh? I'm so dumb. You know what I need to do is edit all the goofy and stupid things I say out of this podcast before I post it. The only issue is, if I did that, I'm afraid today's episode would sound something like this. Hello and welcome to episode 85 of the Extra Mile Podcast. This is your host, Kevin. See what I mean? So, hey, it is what it is. Like I said, I have been terribly busy, not just at work, but at home as well, which makes the fact that I have pitched a brand new podcast idea to a certain BFF of mine all the goofier, because if this thing goes through, it's going to be more time consuming than the stuff I'm doing today. But you know what it boils down to? Tell me if you find the same thing. I enjoy putting effort into things I have passion for. And the two things in my life that are at the top of my passion list are, number one, my family, and number two, my running. So I guess that's why I really enjoy doing the podcast stuff, because it's related to running. I learn so much about it. I meet so many cool people. I have worked for my current employer for 31 years now. And between you and I, and hoping my boss doesn't listen, I really don't have a hell of a lot of passion for that job anymore. Now, that's not to say that I think I'm a bad employer, not pulling my weight, because I do work very hard at it. It's just, I don't jump out of bed in the morning and look forward to getting into the office, you know? It just doesn't float my boat much anymore. Although, it certainly does pay the bills. Anyway. I have pitched another idea. It's actually an idea that I've had for the last 3 years. It's a model that I think the Extra Mile podcast was meant for. And I'm not going to get into detail right now because we may not even do it. But it is an idea that I honestly think could really take off. There are, let me think, probably two listeners right now who know what the hell I'm talking about. I guess three if you count me as someone who knows what the hell he's talking about. And that's only because I needed and respect their advice. So I got some pretty good feedback from those two friends of mine and dove in head first into that. I've made a couple different presentations already, and there's one more to be made before we figure out if we're going to do it or not. So anyway, that's a long way of saying I am busy, but I really enjoy this, being busy on this podcast. It's also my way of saying that if this plan works out, there is a particular marathon in my future, and you'll hear more about that shortly, I think. Anyway, let's get on to the good stuff. Some great race updates in today's show, as well as an update from our friend Stuart on how his training is going using the Furman Brothers method. And what else? Oh, that nifty bit of math I did a little while ago, converting Fahrenheit to something, Celsius, centigrade, or some random number. You'll figure out how that was done in today's mathematics segment of the show. So we'll chat some more at the end. You'll enjoy your extra mile.
Hi, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Sarah from Metro West Boston, and I'm calling in to kind of give a training report and a pre-race report, I suppose, just to tell you how I'm doing and let you know what I've got coming up in my schedule. I've been running Galloway and was totally inspired not only by a friend who is a big follower of Galloway now, She's run 10, 11 half marathons at this point and just introduced me to the method. And I can't tell you how it's changed my life. I know there are a lot of us out there who were so inspired by the extra mile experiment. And I'm included in that bunch. I never had any running experience previous to this. So I've embraced it full on and will be running my first 10K on Sunday and then another 10K on July 4th, I believe. And then I have two half marathons on my docket for one in October and one in November. So just to kind of tell you what I'm doing training-wise, I'm in, I think like week 10 or so of my half marathon training, and I'm using Runkeeper, and it's the Jeff Galloway class, and I'm able to modify to whatever I feel like running that day. I've been able to modify the schedule a little bit as far as intervals, not the distances, but just the intervals. So I've recently adjusted. They had me go for a 1-1 interval for probably the first 9 weeks, and then it jumped to a 2-1. And I'm not 2-1 material at this point. So I actually backed it back based on the most recent episode of the sister podcast, the Galloway edition. I backed down my my interval from 1-1 to 45-30. And it's made a huge difference in my per mile time. So previous to that, I was doing like 14 minutes on an average day per mile. And now it's down to like 13 minutes, 30 seconds. So it's a huge improvement. I still feel really refreshed by that 30 second walk. It's enough for me at this point. And the 45 second run is just enough too. So I feel like that's a great interval for me. I'm going to use that on my 10K on Sunday and see how it goes. My first 5K I ran in March, I believe it was, and that was my first ever race. And I ran it in 35 minutes, 38 seconds on the gun time. We didn't have chips for that one. It was a pretty small group of people, but it was just my baseline to see, here's my first 5K ever. And I was pretty happy, honestly, with that performance. And I'm hoping that I can keep up the progress on this 10K on Sunday. So that race is called the Newton 10K, and it's in Newton, Massachusetts. Part of it will be on the Boston course, which is fun. Maybe one day I'll actually get to run Boston. Who knows? But that will be my inaugural 10K. And then I have another one that I was referencing earlier on July 4th, which is really cool. And it's called the Harvard Pilgrim 10K, I believe. And the cool thing about it is it's run down near Foxborough, Mass., which is, as any of you Patriot fans or NFL fans will know, it's where the Patriots play. It's at Gillette Stadium. So you get to run the course, and the big grand finale is that you run into the stadium and you get to be on the Jumbotron. So I'll get to be running in New England heat, and everybody will get to see me in my sweaty glory on the Jumbotron as I run across the finish line. So that's July 4th, about a month from now. And then I'll be running the main half marathon in October. Excited about that inaugural half marathon. And then the second one I'll be running is the Newton Chili Half. So it'll be on the same part of the same course that I'll be running Sunday. The Newton Chili Half, and again in Newton, Massachusetts. It gets great raves from folks that have run it in the past. I hear it's a well-run race. Hopefully it'll live up to my expectations. And I will close out now and just wanted to let you guys know what I'll be doing on Sunday, and I'll call in with a race report after the race. Talk to you later.
Hello, Extra Milers. This is Travis from Kansas City, and I'm just calling you at the conclusion of my first ever 10K. Well, there's some pitches to that, and I'll get to that. It was the Jazz in the Woods 10K in Overland Park, Kansas, which is close to Kansas City. And I showed up, and suddenly the storm clouds rolled in, and some thunderstorms came through. So they delayed the start of the race about an hour. And then after an hour, it was still raining, so they canceled the race. Well, I would have none of that. So I looked, and it looked like it was going to clear up eventually to me. So myself, probably 15 other runners, we just started running. We decided to do the course anyway. got through about half the course before they started taking it down. And I did much better than I ever thought I would. I don't know what it was, just a combination of factors that really helped me push through today. And I ran it in 103.45, which may not seem great to some, but I'm thoroughly thrilled with, because January 3rd, I was 61 pounds heavier and couldn't run hardly at all. So I started couch to 5K in February. And today I ran 7.5 miles because I wasn't satisfied with a 6.2. And today was my long run day to prepare for the St. Louis Rock and Roll Half Marathon in October anyway. And my goal would have been 7.5. So I was just going to do the 6.2, but heck, why not just do the 7.5? So things are going well. I finished the race feeling really good. Feeling great, or finished my run, whatever you want to call it. Although there were no crowds, there were no water stations or aid stations along the way, nobody cheering us on, it still felt great. There was no pressure, and it really couldn't have gone any better. So I'm going to chalk it up as my first 10K. And no worries, I'm running the North Face 10K coming up anyway in Kansas City. So it can be done. For those of you who think it can't, you can become a runner. Just get out there and do it. And just slow progress is what I preach. And my blog is The Slow Progress Runner on Blogger. And my Twitter is T, the number 4, the letter B, and the letter Z as in zebra, T4BZ. Again, Travis from Kansas City, and I hope you all have a great run today.
Hi, this is Sheila from Idaho. I am calling to give a race report. I commented a while back that my son and I were on about 8,000 miles apart and both doing races. His was the Boston Shadow Marathon in Afghanistan, and mine was in Idaho. Anyway, we both did well. We both finished. He kicked butt, and I'm still working on it, but then when he got home in May, he wanted to do a race together. So since I'd never trained for a full marathon, I convinced him that we could do a half. And so we did a half marathon together. And he finished in 1 hour and 35 minutes, and I finished in 2 hours and 35 minutes. It was a great race. I come down with the cold, so I was a little bit of a struggle for me. But it was good, and I'll continue to be a little bit more religious on my training program through the Jeff Galloway. Also, someone had asked what kind of music that we listen to, you know, each person listens to. And I do a mix, but my favorite has always been Cadence music. Could be because my dad always listened to it when he was in the military. And, of course, my boys listen to it. So just wanted to put that out there. I am working to prepare, I think, for a marathon. Next year. I just turned 49, so I'm looking forward to changing it up since I've never done a full marathon. And hopefully my son, Tyler, and I can do a full one together. Anyway, I wanted to know what everybody else seems to do for nutrition, since that's where I'm struggling. As far as eating prior to races, you know, weeks before, and then if they have a certain product that they use before, during, and after a race. My son did introduce me to these gummy bear type things, and they really seemed to help. But I wondered if anybody else had used any other products and what their experience was with it. Anyway, thank you all. A happy run, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey Gavin and all your extra milers, it's Stuart from the Quadrathon blog out in sunny Southern California. Just leaving a message, giving you a quick update on my training program. It's Kevin pointed out last episode, I'm using the first training program for my target race, half marathon at the end of August. So I've just finished week four of training. I've actually still got Saturday and the Sunday left to cross train. But week four is in the bag in terms of the actual training runs, of which I finished the third one this morning. And it's going quite well, I have to say. The runs aren't easy. In fact, they're pretty downright challenging. But I'm hitting my stride and I'm hitting my paces. This week, I did intervals as usual on Monday. And I did, I suppose you could call it a downward spiral. I had a 1 mile warm up and then went down from 1200, decreasing sort of 200 meters every interval till I got down to 200. And there's a 200 meter rest interval in between and then a 1 mile cool down at the end. So as I mentioned before, it comes out at about an hour's worth of interval training. Wednesday, I did my short tempo run, which this week was a 1 mile cool, a 1 mile warm up, and then 3 miles at race pace, which is 6:53, and then a 1 mile cool down. And the race pace is becoming more doable. In fact, I let me correct myself. It was 5 miles at race pace, so that's 5 miles at 6:53. So it's becoming more doable. It's still challenging, but I'm starting to not feel like my heart is going to explode through my chest, which is always a bonus. And then this morning, I had my long tempo run, which was 9 miles at race pace plus 20 seconds, so that's 7:13. And I was very pleased that of the 9 miles, all but two of them were under that race pace, or under that race pace plus 20, I should say. And I came in with an average of 7:11, which was very pleasing. Again, it's a challenge. They're not easy runs, but they are getting easier. So in terms of mileage for the week, I'm on about 33. I did a recovery run on Tuesday of 10 miles. And so this weekend, because I've got my training in the bag, I'm treating myself and I'm going to go out and hit some of the trails in my local area. I did the same last weekend and ran the first 15 miles of a 50k race that I'll be running in November this year. And I was very pleased that I was actually able to run the first two major hills, of which there's about 1,000 feet of climbing on each of them. And I actually ran them. And in the past, I've been kind of forced down to a walk. And I went back to look at some old Garmin data that I had. And I was able to see that covering the same, literally the same terrain, I was 12 minutes faster over the first 8 miles, comparing, you know, the mile to the mile. And the last time I did it was actually a race back last year. So just on my own, I'm significantly pushing down my pace over that distance. So that's very encouraging for what's going to come future and come in the future. Anyway, so that's just the results of the first 4 weeks of training. As I say, I've got a couple more days left in this week, but my training is in the bag. So I just really get to play. And tomorrow's a trail run, and then Sunday, I guess I might hit the bike or even the pool. Who knows? Or maybe I'll just take a day off. Treat myself. Anyway, as always, Kevin, thanks for putting this together. I know it is a labor of love, but it is still a labor, and I do appreciate all your efforts, and look forward to hearing everyone's submissions in the next episode. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Hey, Extra Milers, this is Katie from South Texas. I finally have something new to call in about, so I'm calling to tell you I finished my first 20-mile long run. And it was hot. I started at 4:30 this morning, leaving the house and running, and didn't finish until about 9:00. stopped a couple few times for water and Gatorade, but overall time on the roads running 4 hours and 3 minutes, and that came to an average pace of about just over 12-minute miles. And those last 2 miles, of course, killed me. You can see the time on those. They just really, really, really slowed down. I took a lot more walk breaks. Before that, I was just walking. After every mile, I would walk about 30 seconds. And that seemed to do it. But I'm hoping this training in the heat of the Texas summer is going to translate into some faster times when it cools off, because it's really, really been hot here, and I'm sure it was probably about 85 degrees this morning while I was running. I did a good job of staying hydrated, but between 8 and 9, when that sun's just blaring down on you, there's really just no relief. So, anyway, very excited that I was able to complete it, and man, I don't know if I should attempt to go past the 20 miles as I'm training for the 26.2. It seems like to me the miles that you haven't hit before are always so much harder. So it almost, as much as I hate to admit it, seemed like it would make more sense to go ahead and do your long training runs, since I have so much time between now and November, to go ahead and at least get up to the 26 miles. A lot of training plans stop at 20, but you know, the miles that you haven't ran before, just the first time, feel miserable. So, I don't know, that's my theory at this point. I'd love any input from anybody else that's already done that. So, appreciate it. Thanks. Bye.
Hello, Kevin. David calling from Potomac for the training update. My speed work has been going well. I have noticed my pace has continued to drop here a little bit. It has definitely been tough trying to squeeze it in during the week. Life keeps getting in the way. But when I can get my speed work in, or I do some tempo runs or some fartleks on some of my off days, it's really been making a difference. Again, thanks for the recommendations on what I should be doing from a speed perspective. Also, I have a product that for people who sweat a lot, and I am a guy that sweats constantly, probably lose on my long runs about 2 liters. I've always carried with me a water bottle on a hip belt, and I didn't like it, bouncing around, but I've been carrying it around, and then on my longer runs, I'll leave a couple of bottles out on my run. I'll drive ahead, and I'll put two milk bottles filled with Gatorade somewhere out on the on the side of the road, and would pick them up, refill my water bottle. Logistically, it was a pain in the neck, but last year, particularly when it was so hot, there were a number of instances where I was getting a little dehydrated, and I was definitely short of fluids out there, and I had to start planning my routes around where I knew there would be a rest stop or a water stop that I could fill my water bottle with. Well, this year I didn't want to have the same problems, and I was looking at all sorts of options, carrying additional water bottles on my waist. I didn't want to get a water pack because I know they bounce around a lot and they jump around a lot. You know, would be digging into my shoulders. And what I come across, I had some recommendations. I got a Nathan water backpack / vest. And it's really a vest that has some pouches on the front. It kind of hugs my chest and hugs my back. It doesn't rest on my shoulders. It's a 2-liter backpack. It is kind of big, but it's pretty comfortable. I don't feel it on my shoulders at all. I've been running with it now, probably been out with it about 15 times. It has been real lifesaver. The last long run I had, I went through almost the entire 2 liters, but not all of it. I had pockets for my goo. It was comfortable. I recommend it to anybody who really perspires a lot and would get concerned on some of their long runs getting dehydrated. Now, for the people who really have an issue with anything moving around or rubbing against their body or bouncing around, it is a big pack on your body. So it's going to do a little bit of that. But for someone who does get slightly annoyed by that, this hasn't bothered me at all. So it's, you know, for some of the people who are looking for other options, it's something you may want to look into, at least check it out, try it out in the store. Other than that, the weather in Washington, D.C. this June has been hot, but it's been nice, been able to get my runs in. I'm seeing just a ton of people out there running. Also met a lot of people who are training with groups around town who are also running the Marine Corps like I am in the fall. So it's going to be a great summer training. I'm really, really looking forward to it. Hope everyone else is getting their extra mile in. Hope everyone's training is going well. And I look forward to talking with everyone soon. Bye.
Hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Doug, checking in from Vermont. It's been a while. Had lots of things going on, but thought I'd check in. A couple of things. First, a thank you to Jeff Galloway for inventing Run, Walk, Run and promoting it. And actually, thanks to Kevin for making it available to a larger group and making it a little more accessible. It's certainly working for me. I'm out on my first 10-mile run in a long time, and so far so good. Hey, I wanted to offer a little advice or tool that people might use. I listen to lots of running podcasts, and it's not infrequent that somebody talks about the temperature that they're running in and all that Celsius and Fahrenheit conversion issue. So here's a simple tool. I can do it in my head. I think most of you probably can too. If you have a Fahrenheit temperature, for me today it's about 70 degrees Fahrenheit. To get to Celsius, subtract 30 and divide by 2. It gets you pretty close. So 70 degrees minus 30 is 40. Divide by 2, 20 degrees Celsius. I think it gives everybody an idea of the type of conditions that you're running in. The other way around is pretty straightforward, too. If you're dealing in Celsius, let's say you're running in 15 Celsius, multiply times 2 gives you 30, add 30 gives you 60 degrees Fahrenheit. And those of us in the United States and the other little teeny pockets of Fahrenheit land will understand what you're talking about. So, little help for increasing international understanding. I sure do love to run that community. Helps me out, gets me going down the road and out on the trails and wherever else I can get running. So, thanks for the podcast, Kevin. You're doing a great job. And keep on running, all you extra milers. Bye for now.
Hi, everyone. This is May Lee. I'm calling from the beautiful state of Washington, and I have a race report. Last month, my best and dearest friend and I did the Rock and Roll Marathon. This was our second year. We did the half. And, gosh, we just... Well, that was so much fun. We just had a ball. I live and work in the area, so I know the area pretty well. We had a great hotel close to the start line. We walked to the start line, didn't get stuck in gnarly traffic. We did the half, and then we walked around afterwards and celebrated. We actually logged 18 miles. We did that again last year. I get a little freaked out about it because just a few years ago, I could barely do a mile, and here I am logging 18 miles and living to tell the story. We had a good time on the course. No PR for me this year. I actually took 2 minutes longer to finish. I guess you could say I got my money's worth, but I still counted a victory. I got my medal and some great memories, and I got a couple of freaky blisters. I made a rookie mistake. I bought new shoes and new socks right before the event, and I don't think I'll ever do that again. As a reformed couch potato, the wonderful world of blisters is strange and foreign territory, and I don't know how to care and feed them. I don't know what to do with them other than be freaked out about it. That's just bizarre. Blisters are weird. And you know, this is not the topic for a future podcast, actually, blisters, because I don't think I could listen to an entire podcast dedicated to that. I think I'd be too grossed out. Anyway, I don't have another event on the calendar. I'm looking for one because last year I didn't have anything on the calendar, and not having something to push me to get me out there to log miles, I kind of got into this weird funk. I don't know how to describe it, but I don't want that to happen again this year. So hopefully I will have another race report in the not so distant future. But until then, everybody, thanks for calling in. I hope you're having a great time, and I look forward to hearing your story soon. Bye-bye.
Hi, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Sarah calling in again from Metro West Boston. It is Monday, June 27th, and I've run a bunch of races since we talked last, two to be exact, and then I have another one scheduled for July 4th, all of them 10Ks. So last time I talked to you, I was getting ready to run the Newton 10K, and I did that, and I was pretty happy. I wasn't feeling really well that morning, and I was actually thinking about not attending, but I went. The weather was great. It was low 60s. It wasn't that humid, and I felt like for somebody that wasn't feeling good and was thinking about not going, I ran it an hour and 18 minutes, so it was like a 12-minute, 36-second per mile. For me, that's a great time, so I was happy with that. I was not, however, happy with the way that the race was run. My husband ran it as well, and he finished sub 1 hour, and he was thrilled with the race. He said it was great. You know, they had water, food, blah, blah, blah. Well, when I kept hitting the water stations, it was either closed or we did get water at the water stations after I complained at mile two. But then when we ended the race, they were out of bottled water. So you finish a race, you're thirsty, and they didn't have anything. So I don't know how to feel about it. Hopefully it was just an anomaly, but these race coordinators need to realize the folks in the back of the pack are paying their money too. And it's not like we're impeding the quick folks. So we need our water. We need to be able to finish healthy. So off my soapbox on that one. Last time I talked to you guys, I didn't even know that this race existed. And once I found out about it, I immediately signed up after some enlightenment from a friend who's like, if you don't sign up for this, you're crazy. So the race I'm referring to is the BAA 10K. So the Boston Athletic Association of Boston Marathon fame decided to put together a 10K this year. It was the first time they'd ever done this event. And lo and behold, the winners of the Boston Marathon raced in this event too. So Carolyn Kallell, Jeffrey Mutai, they were there. They actually won the men and women's division. And also Joan Benoit Samuelson and Bill Rogers were there too. So it was really amazing to see the who's who of racing and actually get to run in the same event with them. So it was a down and back. And the cool thing about a down and back when you're racing with elite athletes like this is you get to see them coming back. So I'm running down, I guess I was probably still on Beacon Street by the time they were coming up to the finish. And I've never seen anything like it in my life. I almost cried seeing these amazing athletes, Kim Smith from New Zealand, Carolyn Kallell, they're running back and they look like almost like cheetahs or something. The amazing how quickly and determinedly they were running. So as a weather report on that one, it was run June 26th, so yesterday, and it was as muggy could be. It was probably 62, 63 degrees, but 95% humidity. And I had run 8 miles the weekend previous, and my legs were still kind of feeling it. I'd done a lot of leg work during the week too, but this race had come up so fast that, you know, I just figured I'd go out there and give it my best. The good news is I ran it an hour, 17 minutes and change, according to my chip time. Runkeeper said I ran faster than that, but I don't want to, I'll trust the chip. So it was pretty much the same splits, a couple seconds off of my time in Newton, but overall I was really happy with that. And this was the best race I've ever been to by far as level of coordination and encouragement. Plenty of water, plenty of food, just plenty of everything. It was supremely run. And the best part was I got my first racing medal. So that's my race report. I'll probably call in again after I finish my last race for the summer, the Harvard Pilgrim 10K, and let you know how I did on that one. But I hope everybody's having a great time training and keep on running.
Hi, Kevin and Extra Milers. This is Michael calling from Prattville, Alabama. First-time caller, and wanted to just call and support the podcast. Kevin. You're doing a great job, and everybody calling in. Thanks so much. It seems like a real team effort. I've been enjoying the podcast for a couple of months and trying to catch up on all of them. But the real reason for my call was to tell everybody that Kevin says, friend him on the Daily Mile and he will friend you back. And by golly, he did. Sent a really nice message. So I wanted to first of all tell you, he does what he says, and urge everybody to do that. Also, welcome friend request on the Daily Mile. I'm Michael B. In Prattville, Alabama, so by all means, the more the merrier. Also, I am training for the Montgomery Half Marathon, October 1st, coming up. I've been running since mid-April, and a goal of mine was to try to get ready for the October Montgomery Half Marathon. Very excited about that. I am a Galloway run-walk runner and have had great success with that. My first actual race will be coming up at a week from this Saturday, which is going to be July the 16th, and it's going to be in St. Augustine, the Bridge of Lions run. That's going to be my first 5K. I'm very excited to do that. Being a new runner, I get to go down and run with some family that live in Jacksonville, Florida, so I'm very excited about it. So everybody, keep up the great work. Please keep calling in. I take you with me every morning to and from work. Spend a lot of time on the road, and I watch closely for new podcasts, so I can hear what Kevin's up to and hear what all of you are up to. It's a great pleasure to hear what everyone is doing. So be safe, try and run injury-free, and just enjoy your time. And best wishes to all of you. Take care.
Hello, Extra Milers. This is Charlie White from Englewood, Colorado. You know, it was just the other day, June 25th, a Saturday morning, when I ran a half marathon with my dog. Now, my dog is Sammy, S-A-M-I, Sammy, S, stupid, M-I. So, Sammy, unless she does something spectacular like run a half marathon, then it's spectacular, M-I. We got up late, got to the event on time, even took a bus up to the starting line, 2,200 feet in an elevation fall. There were two areas where there were heavy climbs, one at the very start, one at the very end. It was a fun day. She got a medal. I got a medal. Of course, she was a drama queen at most of the water stops, acting like I was picking on her, and she got all the women and all the kids to play with her and enjoy her experience. But she is now a half marathoner. I don't think I'd do it again because, again, the dog didn't know what to expect or when to expect it, but she achieved. She was cleared by her vet, she went through all the training I went through, and she succeeded. Wait, isn't that the essence of running? So, Extra Milers, go out there, have some fun. If you can, come in first, second, third. If you can't, just finish. But enjoy it. Talk to you later.
So there you go, episode 85 of the Extra Mile Podcast. Particular thanks to everybody who sent me submissions to this show. Once again, I apologize for not getting them out sooner. I can't guarantee I'll do any better in the future, but I promise you I'll do it with as much passion as I can muster. Let's see, we had a couple of things I want to talk about in today's show. Sheila was asking a little bit about nutrition. So if you've got some help for Sheila and her running nutrition needs, please feel free. Throwing in my own two cents, Sheila, I would recommend you get over to the Extra Mile Podcast Experiment website, where I did 10 episodes with Jeff last year. And episode 5 and 8 I interviewed a guy by the name of Steve Bourne, who is a nutrition guru for Hammer Nutrition. It's a great company who makes some pretty great products. And in those two episodes, Steve and I went into excruciating detail on the nutritional needs of runners. So that's, rather than try to remember and regurgitate any of that, I would point you to that website. And if you get over to theextramilepodcast.com and look over on the right-hand side, you'll see a link to those episodes. It'll be marked The Extra Mile Podcast Experiment. So click on there and look for episode 5 and 8. And if anybody else has got any sage advice, we welcome that. We also had a submission from our good friend Katie. Good on you, Katie. She ran her first 20 miler. But she brings up an interesting question and would like to know if, while she trains for her marathon, she should run any farther than 20 miles. And that is probably open for a lot of debate. I will add my quick 2 cents. There was a time, years ago, when I never thought I would run more than 20 miles while preparing for a marathon. And honestly, I ran some pretty fast ones using that method. I have since become a Jeff Galloway run, walk, run disciple. And those of you who know much about that training method know that Jeff is very adamant about running at least 26 miles in your training to prepare for that. His reasoning being that you tend to hit the wall at this point of your last long run. So I promise you, Katie, if you were to ask Jeff that question, he would say emphatically, yes. Run a 20 mile, 3 weeks later, run a 23 mile, and then 3 weeks after that, run a 26 mile, and then taper for your marathon. But what have the rest of you got to say on that topic? Let's give Katie some advice, huh? And lastly, not to belabor the point, but you all know that I'm doing another podcast with Jeff called the Extra Mile Podcast Galloway Edition. I'm currently spending a lot of time putting together episode 7 of that podcast. And it's going to touch upon a topic that I feel very strongly about. And so, number one, I am putting a little bit more time into it because there's more research that needs to be done. And number two, the episode, because there's so much what I consider great stuff to put in there, will be longer than usual. So I would ask those of you who don't currently subscribe to that podcast that, I don't know, give it a week or so for me to finish and post that episode. And shoot over to thegallowayextramile.com and look for episode 7 and give it a listen, at least give it a shot. Listen to a little bit of it and see if that topic interests you. I honestly believe that if the information presented, the ideas and the concepts presented in this episode are adhered to, it will, at most, extend your life by several years, and at the very least, increase the quality of your life for whatever length of time you have left. So give it a listen and tell me what you think, huh? I really would appreciate it. So that's it for today. Once again, thanks for downloading and taking us along. I appreciate it. Please get over to the website, check out our email address, check out the listener comment line, where I welcome pretty much any running-related message you care to leave. That hotline number is area code 206-339-6497. And until the next time, you'll enjoy your extra mile.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the next edition of the Extra Mile Podcast.